Good evening, committee. My name is Lawrence Reyes, chairperson of the PNB Governance Committee. I'm a director at KPFK Listener Representative. Tonight is October 27th, and the time is 8:43 Eastern Time, 5:43 Pacific Standard Time, and I don't know what time that would be Central. But I'm going to go to the secretary, Nancy Sabar Naratomi, from KPFK in Houston to take the roll.
Okay. From KPFK, Alan Beek. Alan Beek, I do not hear you. From KPFA, Daniel Borgstrom.
Daniel is here. Do you hear me?
Present. Yes. From WPFW, Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
I'm here.
Vanessa is present. From WBAI, William Heerwagon.
Present.
William, present. From KPFT, Wally James. Wally?
Nope.
Wally, I do not hear you. From KPFK, Lydia Ponce.
Present.
Lydia, present. From KPFK, Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Lawrence, present. From WPFW, Eileen Rosen.
I'm here.
Eileen, present. From WBAI, James Sagerton.
Here.
James, present. Nancy Sabar Naritomi from KPFT, I'm present. From KPFA, Thomas Borges. Tom? Borges? Tom, I do not hear you. From WBAI, Michael White.
Totally confused, but here.
Michael, present. Okay. Let's see. From WPFW, Lewis Wolf.
He's here.
Lewis is present. From KPFA, Carol Wolfley. Carol? I do not hear you, Carol Wolfley. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wow, 10. We have quorum.
You didn't call my name, Bill.
You didn't call Bill.
I'm sorry, Bill. I'm sorry. William, yes, William Crozier from KPFT. Bill?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Bill,
I just said that. So.
All right, we have 11.
Thank you. Thank you, committee, for your presence and for allowing us to have a PNB Governance Committee meeting tonight. Nancy, I did not see any minutes for approval. Did you send out the minutes?
Okay. I sent the minutes last month, and they're in email format, and I forgot to put them into a PDF, so let me send it later.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. And let me just state that this is a draft agenda that has to be approved by the committee, and any changes that members want to make to the draft agenda, they're more than welcome to. And as long as there's consent by the entire committee. So we're going to go right into what I hope is the order. We are on I need to ask for a timekeeper. Does anybody want to keep time for speakers? Okay, I'll do the best I can with that, unless somebody else steps up.
Yeah, somebody please. Can you do time?
This is Lewis Wolf. I will do it for as long as I can stay on the call, which is a couple of hours. I'm sorry.
It's okay, Lou.
Well,
just let
better
me
not
know
go
when
more
you
than
leave.
A couple of hours.
Just let me know when you leave. Okay, so we are on item number, Roman numeral number 4, agenda bylaws amendments. As you know,
I move to amend the agenda.
Hold on one second.
Trying to find the agenda.
Hold on one second. Let me read what I have in the agenda, and then we'll move to adopt the draft agenda, and then amendments will be in order. Okay, so there's one bylaws proposal on Article 15, voting methods, Section 1. Number three is is it necessary for the nation of that amendment? Please, please don't interrupt me.
Well, it's about the agenda documents. I'm trying to find the agenda.
Okay.
I've got one open now that says agenda continued. So there must be one before that.
Yes.
Okay. So I believe the one that I'm reading is the last email that Nancy sent out, out of the many emails she sent out. And I will have a conversation with her about that afterwards.
At 8:05, I sent, and it says, here's the agenda part one at 8:05 Eastern.
You know what would be great from now on, Nancy, if you would put in the title of the document, part one, part two, if they're in parts. That would make them easier to identify. Okay?
I'm not understanding what you're saying. I wrote on the,
okay, well,
email.
I don't want to take up time.
Does that mean what you're saying or right on the,
no.
the little box?
When you, never mind. Maybe we'll talk about it some other time.
Later, yeah.
I don't want to take up time.
Okay, so, part one has Article 15 and
okay, so that's what I'm on, Nancy. Let me continue reading for the screen. Article 15, voting methods, Section 1. Unless otherwise expressly provided in these bylaws, all elections by the members, delegates, directors, and LSVs shall be conducted by single transferable voting method.
Point of order? Are we going to approve the agenda? I don't think we've actually said what's in the agenda.
I'm reading it for the stream, Eileen, and we will...
Excuse me.
You asked the question. Let me answer it. So I'm reading it for the stream. Once it's read, then we could adopt it, and then we could start to accept amendments to the agenda. Is that okay with you?
Not really. Because you're reading the body of the bylaws. I don't think that's part of agenda approval. We would just name the points on the agenda.
If you want to read it,
go ahead. I've told you my thoughts and I'm done.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm reading it for the stream. I'm reading it for the benefit of the stream. Now, if somebody wants to move to adopt the agenda as is, then we could do that. But the listeners that are listening to the stream will have half-baked information. So that's it. If somebody wants to move to adapt the agenda, then we could take amendments on the floor for the agenda.
Bill, for the
second. I move to read the agenda for the live stream. I need a second.
Okay. You don't need a second, committee. Lydia, it's okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Lydia. So there's a motion for me to continue to read for the live stream what's in the agenda. Bill did ask for the floor. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, if you're going to do that, I agree with, was it Eileen who read? I don't think you should read all the content of all the details of the current and proposed amendment. Just list the article and section numbers. And we should decide that first, which ones we're going to be doing it in what order.
Okay.
And I do have an amendment also to the agenda.
Okay, so there is a motion on the floor. I would take what you say. I would make note of that. There is a motion on the floor for me to continue to read what's in the agenda. We'll go to a vote because that's a procedure motion. Nancy, please.
We're
going
to vote on my amendment to the or clarification to that.
State your clarification again, Bill.
Okay, if you're going to read it, just read for now. Just read the article numbers and section numbers of the proposed amendments, and then when we get to each one, you can read the entire thing. Otherwise, you're going to have to do it again anyway.
I would consider that as a procedural amendment, and so we will have to vote on Bill's amendment first. the Jesuit, I guess the bold type or the articles for without the content. If we approve this amendment, then that will become the main motion, and the motion that was made by Lydia from KPFK to read the content of the agenda will not be in order. Will no longer be the main motion. So,
right.
Nancy, please.
Hold on, please.
One at a time. Go ahead, Lydia.
I wanted to know if that was a friendly amendment. And if it is a friendly amendment, I will accept it. We need
okay.
to read the frame of the agenda, and then item by item, as we discussed it, we can read the agenda item fully.
Okay.
I thought that's what we're doing anyway.
Okay, so if you consider that friendly, I will rule that that you consider it friendly, and I would just we could adopt the agenda. Are there any objections to the agreement that was just reached between Lydia and Bill in regards to Bill's amendment of just reading the articles and then coming back and reading the content once we get to it? Okay, hearing none.
William Hairwagon.
Go ahead, William.
Yeah, according to Robert's rules, I've never found anything about a friendly amendment being valid and acceptable. So I just don't agree with that concept of a friendly amendment.
Okay,
I'm going to withdraw my motion.
Okay, but Lydia, that cannot be done right now either because it belongs to the body now.
Okay.
So. Now, the parliamentarian on the PNB did once say that someone could make a friendly amendment as long as the motion maker considered it to be friendly. But I'll leave it at that. We'll take a vote anyway. So let's take a vote. I would consider William Hairwagon's comment as a point of order. And
so we're voting on my amendment? Is that right?
We're voting on your amendment, yeah.
Okay,
who's that?
I'm so sorry. Which amendment is that?
The amendment is to forego reading the content of the bylaw amendments until we get to it, and just reading the article, what article it is. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay, Nancy. Yeah.
Do you want me to read each one? Just the.
No, I will do that. I will do that. What I would like you to do, Nancy, is take the role on Bill Crozer's amendment.
Okay. Proposed bylaw amendment, Article 4, Section 10.
No, that's not. Take a role on the amendment, Nancy.
I mean, to put it Okay. Alan Beek. How do you vote? A yes to put Bill's proposed amendment agenda item. Alan, I do not hear you. Daniel Borgstrom?
I abstain.
Abstain. Daniel abstains. Okay. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
I'm abstaining too.
Abstain. Okay. It's Delegate Section Filling of Vacancies.
Please, Nancy.
No, that's
role,
not.
Nancy.
I haven't
no?
made
Take
that amendment
role.
Yet. I haven't
Take
proposed
role,
that
Nancy.
Yet.
Bill, please. And let me
Sorry,
chair
okay.
the meeting. Let me try
okay.
to do the best I can
Sorry.
To chair
so
the meeting. Nancy,
you
are just taking the role on Bill's amendment.
To add it to the agenda, right?
No. Bill's amendment is to read what's in the agenda without reading the content of the article. So please take the role on that.
Oh, I didn't know what we were doing. Oh, is that what it is? Okay, so not to read the content, but to just identify the agenda items. Okay. Shall I do all over again? Alan,
no,
not here.
Does anybody object?
What?
Yeah, there was an objection. Please take the role.
Okay, Daniel Borgstrom. Daniel, do you abstain? Okay.
I'd say yes.
Okay. Daniel, yes. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
Yes, fine.
Vanessa, yes. William Heerwagen?
Yes.
William, yes. Wally James? I think Wally's not here. Lydia Ponce? I don't hear you, Wally. Lydia Ponce?
Yes.
Lydia, yes. Lawrence, no. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Eileen, yes. James Sackerton? James?
Yes.
James, yes. Nancy Saibara Naritomi, I will vote yes. Tom Voorhees? Tom is not here, I don't think. Tom, I don't hear you. Michael White?
Yes, forego.
Michael White, yes. Lewis Wolf? Lewis? Lewis, can you hear us?
My turn, Lewis Wolf, I'm sorry.
Oh, yes.
How do you vote, Lewis?
I said yes, I'm sorry.
Lewis, yes. Carol Wolfley? Carol, I do not hear you. And William Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Well, it's all yes. I don't have any no's here. Lawrence, how do you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, yes. Chair, how do you vote?
My vote is not needed, so I will not vote.
Okay.
Thank you. The motion is approved. Oh, I will continue. So one of the bylaws amendments is Article 15, voting methods, Section 1. And that's going to be replaced by item number 5, which is Article 15 again. And the content is in the body. Then we have another bylaw amendment, Article 4, Delegate Section 6, Fair Campaign Provisions. And the content is in the body. Let's see, what's the next one? Okay, so that's the extent of the bylaws. There is a motion that's going to be heard at a special meeting on Sunday to extend the timeline because the required announcements have not been made on all 5 radio stations. So we're going to – that's already on the agenda. There's a special meeting call for that. Okay. So are there any amendments to the agenda?
I move to amend
this bill.
State your amendment. Is that Daniel? Hold on. One at a time, please. Who spoke first?
Michael,
that was Daniel.
Amend the agenda.
Oh, go ahead, Michael. State your amendment.
I move to amend the agenda as follows. On item 4, agenda bylaws amendments, after agenda bylaw amendments, I move to insert discussion only.
Discussion only. And can you clarify that for me? What you mean by discussion only? You don't want the committee to take a vote?
That I'm very confused about what's going on, and I think I got material at 4:35, and I've been part of the pre-meeting that was not recorded. But just for the record, I heard multiple members saying that they've gotten multiple emails that may have superseded previous emails, and I have no idea what I'm supposed to look at. And I know that I got something that would choke a horse, and I have been trying to analyze it. I've already contacted some other members of the committee to see if we could analyze it together. I'm not able to do that. I want to know what we are doing, why we're doing it, and then I want to think about it. I do not want to be forced into a vote on something that's given to me at the last minute. Thank you.
Okay. Your point is well taken. And I think the clarification will come during the reading of the content of the wording of the amended bylaw, Article 15. And as such, is there anyone else that wants the floor?
Well, Bill, I want to make an amendment, but we need to decide on Michael's first.
Michael's, right. So
William Hairwagon, point of order.
State your point of order, William.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe I didn't hear it, but I didn't. I didn't hear us approve the agenda. Then we make amendments if we do approve the agenda.
You may be right. You may be right, Randy. Maybe I forgot to do that. The agenda has been read. Can someone make a motion to approve the agenda? Then we could go to the amendments. And Michael's amendment, Michael D.D. White's amendment, is still on, will still be considered.
So, point of order, Bill.
State your point of order, Bill.
We need to vote on amendments to the agenda first before we vote on the agenda. So we should right now. We should vote on Michael's. If there's any objection.
No, that's not correct.
Well, he was moving to amend the agenda. So how can you approve the agenda without dealing with the amendment first?
Well, the agenda has to be adopted as drafted, and then
no.
That's my understanding, and I'm not beyond being wrong. Who is requesting a point of order?
It's just James. I'm requesting the stack. That's all.
Okay, I'm gonna go to James, Michael. Oh, go ahead, James.
I have a question for the parliamentarians in the room, whoever they may be. But if you don't amend the proposed agenda before you pass it, don't you then need a two-thirds vote to change it after it's already passed?
So what I'm doing, and I'm not a parliamentarian, what I'm doing I'm practicing what is practiced on the PMB, where before we accept amendments, the agenda gets adopted. Then it gets approved, and then that's when amendments are in order. And I know you're the director on the PMB, and that's the way it's normally done. So that's the practice that I'm engaging in.
Vanessa, to the stack, please.
Yeah, Vanessa, go ahead.
Yeah, Lawrence, my understanding is the same as yours. Perhaps where the confusion is coming in is the use of the word adopting the agenda. It's basically a motion to adopt. Someone makes that motion, and then amendments can be made. If I'm understanding the process we typically use as well.
Yes, I think that's correct. Thank you, Vanessa.
James, I said the same thing, but you didn't thank me. It's okay.
And Bill for the stack again, please.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Okay. Who was the first
Nancy
person before? Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, and also the part two agenda is about Article 3, members of the foundation, and Article 7, the LSB, Section 6, Section 2, 6, and 10 about the. I'm sorry, 6 and 10 on the LSB Article 7.
See, that's where the confusion lies, Nancy, is that there's a bifurcated agenda,
I couldn't fit everything on one, so I just put part one agenda.
Yeah, but I don't remember when we were consulting to put the agenda together that you were going to include those two things, and you send those out just before the meeting. So anyway, I think that's where. I'm a little confused. I joined my colleague Michael in being somewhat perplexed at all the information coming in at the very last minute, and now there's some additional amendments. So I wanna seek the wisdom of the committee in regards to how we can move forward.
This is Nancy.
Bill.
Hold on, Nancy. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I mean, per Robert's rules, and this is the way all the boards operate, is that, you know, you have an amendment on the floor to approve the agenda. We have that amendment, I mean, a motion on the floor, excuse me. Then you take amendments to that motion, just like you would any other motion, before you vote on the motion. So that's why I need to vote on Lewis's amendment, and I'm going to have to make another one to amend the agenda. And then if, depending on whether those are approved or not, then we vote on the agenda, either the original or as amended. it makes no sense to approve or ratify or adopt the agenda before you consider amendments to the agenda. I'm not talking amendments to the bylaws, I'm talking amendments to the agenda. Should be very simple. Shouldn't take, we should have been away through it by now already.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. In an ideal world, that's what would happen. But I would take your words as being wise words. I think I heard Nancy.
Yes. We have a shortage of time, and these are, I think, very important amendments that we don't have too much time. So that's why it's important for us to get to them. And I did send this about an hour ago, or maybe an hour and a half ago. And then I sent again, so I shouldn't have sent twice. But there's two different emails that I sent everybody. And one has about Article 15 and Article 4, which is fair campaign provisions, amendments. And then the other email is about members of the foundation, Article 3, and LSB, Article 7.
Thank you, Nancy. So why don't you,
Michael, please, is that?
Hold on, Michael. Let me just complete my thought, please. Nancy, after Michael, why don't you read the part two, because that hopefully will help us merge the agenda, and then we could move on. After Michael...
I just did. Part...
Okay, good.
Lawrence, may Michael, I request this back after Michael as well, please? Just very briefly.
You will be before Michael, because Michael already spoke, then I'll go back to Michael. Go ahead, James.
Okay, I just wanted to say that I also noticed on the PNB that this was being done as you initially described, that we pass the agenda first and then we amend it, and that's been done incorrectly on the PNB, and I noticed it, but I didn't say anything. And so if you'll watch it with me, we can agree to watch it together and correct that going forward on the PNB.
I agree. I also felt that was somewhat strange, but yeah, I would definitely join you in having that conversation with the PNB. Michael, go ahead. Thank you, James.
And I lean to the stack after that.
Okay. Hold on, Michael.
I'm on the stack, but I've tried to operate as a point of order, but I believe that the way that we proceed is...
I can better hear you, Michael. Go ahead, please. Speak up.
I believe that we proceed by offering an agenda, and then when it is offered and seconded or not as required in different places, then the agenda is on the floor, and it is not subject to adoption. If someone offers an amendment, you have to go through the amendment process first. And I believe that James is absolutely correct that once an agenda is adopted, then the voting requirement for amending it actually changes to a higher standard. So the proper way to do it is, I believe that where we now stand is there's a offered amendment to the agenda, and that is the thing that needs to be acted on next. That's my point of order.
I'm sorry, I was muted. I said your point is well taken, Michael. Eileen, you have the floor.
Yeah, I have Robert's Rules in my hand, the 12th version, whatever the latest version, and I'm looking at the paragraphs on the agendas, and while I haven't had the chance right now to read them all thoroughly, paragraph 41:63 says, changing an agenda, when the adoption of a proposed agenda is pending, it is subject to amendment by majority vote. After an agenda has been adopted by the Assembly, no change can be made in it except by a two-thirds vote. A vote of the majority of the entire membership or unanimous consent. So I understand that to mean that we should be making amendments before we vote on whether to accept the agenda. That's what I understand here.
Thank you, Eileen, for clarifying my understanding. And that's why I sought the wisdom of the committee. So we will proceed as stated by Eileen from WPFW. So why don't we go, I believe there's an amendment by Michael that has not been voted on. Michael, can you restate your amendment, please?
Yes, my amendment is that on item 4, where it says agenda bylaws amendments, we insert the words discussion only.
Okay.
These are not action items. I think these are well worth discussing, but we only got them recently. So I don't want to be have my arm twisted, and I know that there's a lot of confusion tonight about what we're doing. We can't make important decisions about very complex matters without having some time to think about the implications.
Okay. Does everyone understand Michael's amendment? I will first ask if there's any objections to that amendment.
Yeah, William here, Rick.
Yes, I object.
Okay. All right, so there's two objections. Nancy, please take the roll on the amendment.
On Michael's amendment.
Request
yes.
For clarification?
State your question. State your question.
Yeah, me. Is this about all the bylaws that are proposed to be amended, or just
from what I understand, I believe it is.
Okay,
I believe
good.
That it is because the information came to us somewhat at the last minute that
okay,
we will have discussion but no vote. Yeah. Okay, Nancy, please take the roll.
Okay, Alan Beek. I do not hear you. Daniel Borgstrom?
I abstain.
Daniel abstain. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
No.
Vanessa, no. William Heerwagen?
No.
William Heerwagen, no. Wally James, I do not hear you. Lydia Ponce?
Abstain.
Abstain. Lydia, abstain. Eileen Rosen?
Yes is in favor of Michael White's amendment,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay, I vote yes.
No
vote
voting
yes.
Tonight. Okay, no voting.
I vote yes.
Eileen, yes. James Sagerton. James?
Yes.
James, yes. Okay, and Nancy Sabart, Naritomi, I vote no. Tom Voorhees. Tom, I do not hear you. Let's see. Michael D.D. White.
Yes.
Michael votes yes. Lewis Wolf.
Yes.
Lewis Wolf moves yes. Carol Wolfley, I do not hear you. William Crozier.
Yes.
Bill votes yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yes. And 1, 2, 3 no.
I'm sorry, what was Lydia Ponce's vote?
She abstained, I think. Lydia Ponce.
Okay.
One abstention, I'm sorry.
Well, that was Daniel.
Oh, two abstentions, Daniel and Lydia. So two abstentions, sorry. 5 yes, 3 no, 2 abstentions. Chair? Hello? Lawrence? Oh, dear. Lawrence, we don't hear you.
Sorry. I was muted. What's the tally?
It was 5 yes, 3 no, and 2 abstentions.
I want to change my vote to a no. No vote. I finally read my notes on this.
Lydia
Ponce, no. Okay, that's 4 no, 5 yes, 1 abstention.
So I'm a vote no.
Chair votes no, so that motion fails.
Okay. Any further amendments to the...
Milton Stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I sent you all an email. It's a simple one, but I think it's really, much more important than the ones Nancy sent. And I realize Nancy thinks these are important, but the ones she sent are really long and detailed. I think they're greatly over-detailed for Viola's minute. They'll take a long time to discuss. And, frankly, they don't address the major problems we have in the foundation. And I think the one I have, which deals with filling of vacancies, Article 4, Section 10, is frankly more important. So I move that we add that to the agenda. And secondly, I move that it be put first.
Okay. So we have a motion, an amendment to the agenda to add Bill Crozer's move it up to the top. And I'm reading your proposal right now, Bill. Article 4, Section 10, which is filling of vacancies. And I won't read the rest because I'm prohibited by the committee to do that. So we'll...
Point of input.
Point of input. Is that Michael D.D. White?
It is Michael White.
Go ahead, Michael.
Is this item that we're moving to the top something that is an action item or for discussion only?
Well, since your motion did not prevail, we have to consider whether these are going to become action items or not. And I'm prepared to, after we vote on Bill's amendment, to make a motion that we consider these to be action items. Is there any further discussion on those amendments?
This is Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
So Bill's motion will add to the agenda, but I don't think we don't have time. I don't think it's right for Bill to say that his motion is more important, and so we should start with it first. I think we that's not necessary to say that, Bill.
Okay, sorry, but it's much shorter and simpler. I'll just put it that way, at least.
Okay.
Okay.
Point of information.
Okay. Is that Vanessa for point of information?
Yes, it is. Yes. Bill, are you proposing for the document that you sent to replace the document that Nancy sent?
No, this is a separate Milo's amendment.
This is a separate amendment, Vanessa.
Okay. Thank you.
Chair, I have a procedural point here having to do with who's on this call. I've got a telephone number that I don't recognize. 213 area code, last four numbers are 2307. Who is that?
Please identify yourself, whoever that is.
This is Carol for the stack.
Oh, okay.
Carol Wolfley?
Hold on.
You're not the 213 number.
Right. We're trying to find out who it is, Carol. Hold on.
Yeah, I just want to tell Eileen one thing. Eileen,
okay.
My landline is down due to the storm, so I'm calling on my cell phone, and the number on my cell phone is blocked. So you won't see a number for me.
Well, I do also have an anonymous. Maybe that's you. Wait, could you speak, and then I'll see if it's you.
Yeah. Hello?
Okay, that is you. Yes, that is you.
Okay.
You came up as anonymous.
So to get back to the 213 number, please identify yourself, 213 and whatever number that is.
Point of information, Chair.
Yes. State your question, Vanessa.
Okay, so it was my impression, this is an open meeting, correct?
This is a closed committee meeting. We do on occasion invite guests, but there was no guest name sent.
Okay, I didn't know it was closed.
No, great question. Hold on, committee members. Please hold on. Please identify yourself or we will have to drop you. Hold on one second, please. State your point. Who is that requesting the point of order?
Michael White, I believe that our meeting, unless it's noticed as an executive session, has to be open to the public, and that the public can attend, and that the public is not required to identify themselves. They can, but they're not required to identify themselves, and we cannot exclude someone for failure to identify themselves.
Point of order, Carol, to the staff.
Hold on, Carol. Let me respond to Michael D.D. White's concern. Now, from what I understand, this is to conduct committee business, and if somebody was going to attend the committee meeting, then I believe an invitation should have been sent out, and the committee should have been made aware of that. I know on the elections committee, it's public, and the public is welcome, and we post that as public. So there's somewhat of a contradiction. I agree with you that this is an open meeting, and it is open to the public to stream, from what I understand. Now, if the intent is for the member from KPFK to participate, then that should have been emailed to the committee, so the committee could have been asked if it was okay for other members to attend and to participate. I believe
Nancy.
I heard. Hold on, Nancy. There was somebody else before you. Who was before Nancy?
Carol.
Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah. Based on my conversations with Otis, the open meeting requirement is fulfilled by the fact that the meeting is being streamed. And for the person who is wanting to participate, you can go to kpftx.org and you can listen live right now to this meeting. So that is your participation in the meeting through kpftx.org, and then go to this meeting and then click on it and it will be live, so you can participate in that way. But this meeting is for the call itself is for the members of the committee, is my understanding based on my conversation with Otis, who is the officer for CPB open meeting rates.
Point of information, Chair.
Okay. Hold on. There was Nancy. Then, state your question. I'm sorry, Vanessa. You have a point of information. Go ahead.
I don't know. Maybe it's not a point of information. Maybe it's a comment. I'm not sure. But I'm not sure of the difference between someone they're listening to the meeting either way, whether it's on the stream or on this line. So unless it's a closed meeting, I'm not really understanding why it's an issue.
Because you're talking right now.
Hold on. Please do not speak without being recognized, Ms. Wolfley. Go ahead, Vanessa. Are you done?
Well, I mean, I guess that was the point. I don't get the difference. I know there's a process, but I don't understand in terms of the outcome what the difference is. If it's not a closed meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Vanessa. Nancy, and then I'm going to address this.
Yes. We had a public comment during the governance committee a few meetings back, and on programming, National Programming Committee, we have public comments all throughout. Anyway, I asked Janine Ron if she would please come and participate in as a public comment. So it's my responsibility, but I think she has a right to do that. And she's in the elections committee, and some of the proposal, the fair campaigns provision, which has a lot to do with elections, and Article 4, Will be discussed on the agenda, and I thought it was very important for her to be here. She has a lot of information. I don't think it's correct to kick somebody off just to tell them to go to listen to the stream. We can benefit from what she has to offer.
Thank you. So I will rule that we will take a vote to allow Janine,
whoever this is,
whoever it
I don't
is,
know
whoever
it's Janine.
Right. Whoever visits engage in public comment or address an agenda item. Janine is the secretary pro temp of the elections committee, and I'm the chairperson pro temp of the elections committee. So I also understand that Janine has a lot of wisdom to share with us, but I will put it to the committee to take a vote on this issue. So Nancy, please take the roll.
Point of information, Ms. Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Isn't Janine on the PNB?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. Because otherwise she'd have the right to be on anyway. Okay.
Right. So that's why we're going to take a vote.
Yeah, I really don't think we need to take a vote because all these meetings are open.
Nancy, please. Nancy, we are taking a vote. Okay? I think that's the least we can do. So please take the roll.
Okay, Alan Beek. I do not hear you, Alan Beek. Daniel Bartstrom. A yes to allow the public or no, not to allow. Daniel?
Come back, John.
I'll come back. Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes, to let her say, whoever it is.
Yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, yes. William Heerwagon?
A pass.
William Heerwagon, yes. Wally James?
William Pass.
Thank you. William Pass. Okay. Wally James, I do not hear you, Wally. Lydia Ponce?
Yes.
Lydia Ponce, yes. Eileen Rosen.
Yes.
Here, I'm going to take care of it.
Hold on, please mute yourself.
Eileen said yes. James Sackerton?
Thanks. Just here. Thank you. I just needed to know.
Hold on, somebody needs
Daniel?
To mute. Hold on, Nancy. Before you, who is that, Eileen?
I think it was Daniel.
Daniel, please mute yourself. Go ahead, Nancy.
James
continue.
Sackerton?
No.
James? James, no.
No.
Okay, I got you, no. Nancy Tabarinati told me I will vote yes. Tom Voorhees? Tom, I do not hear you. Michael White?
Pass.
Michael, pass. Lewis Wolf?
Yes.
Lewis Wolf, yes. Carol Wolfley? Carol, I do not hear you.
Carol, no.
Okay. William Crozier?
Pass.
William Crozier, pass. Okay. Daniel Bergstrom? Daniel?
Yes, I voted yes.
Yes, I'm sorry. Daniel voted yes. William Heerwagon?
Yes.
William Heerwagon votes yes. Let's see, any other passes? Michael White?
Pass.
Michael, pass? Okay.
No, hold on. Michael, you got the vote now, because I get the vote last. So you got the vote. You passed already. This is the second pass. You got the vote.
No.
Michael White, no. Voted no. Let's see, William Crozier?
No.
William Crozier, no. Okay, we have yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 yes, and 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 no,
7 yes, 4 no, and we've got and chair.
The chair will not vote because my vote's not needed. Thank you. All right, so the public is welcome. Welcome, public, to the PNB Governance Committee. So I believe we are still on Bill's amendment, right?
Yes.
We already, right, we're on Bill's amendment. Okay. So if you could just state your amendment again, Bill.
Well, my amendment is to add to the agenda another bylaws amendment on Article 4, Section 10, the one I emailed you about filling of vacancies. It's relatively short. I think it's very important. It's simple. It's actually just a deletion of some words that are in the current bylaws. And I won't go into the details, but I move that it be put first because it's simple and short.
Okay, so we'll get to the merits of that, of your amendment when we get there. So Nancy, please take the roll. Bill's amendment.
Before putting it on the agenda?
On the agenda, yeah.
Okay. Point of order, Chair.
State your point.
Is it necessary to vote on adding an item to the agenda?
Yeah, that's our practice.
Okay.
But some people may not want it to be on the agenda, and some people may want it to be on the agenda. So I think it's a good democratic process to dispense of it that way.
Point of order.
Chair, this is James with a question.
State your question, James, and then
I think Carol has a point of order.
Carol has a point of order. State your point, Carol.
My point is that I believe that Bill was wanting to put that first on the agenda.
Yes, that's part of the motion.
That, uh-huh. Not just on the agenda, but first.
On top. It will be the first item for us to discuss and dispense with. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Did you call?
Shall I call?
Yeah, James, go ahead. You have the floor.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Lawrence. Yeah, I just wanted to inquire as to whether it's appropriate to put this item on the agenda and put it first and do that all in one vote, or should this be two votes, one to put it on the agenda and another vote to decide where to put it on the agenda? It's just an inquiry.
Well, as we practice on the PNB, it's always a good practice to knock out to disparage animals, but to knock out something, two things with one stone, if you will. So I think it's appropriate for Bill to request that it be put on top of the first thing on the agenda to be discussed.
Yeah, I'm going to say I wasn't asking whether it was appropriate. I think he can do it. I guess I was asking whether he can do it. And then I guess I want to ask to be recognized in a moment once you get through the other points of order and inquiries.
Okay, so are there any other points of order, inquiries, or points of information? Do you want to amend Bill's amendment, James? Is that why you want the floor, or is it something else?
I wanted to move to separate. I want to vote to put it on the agenda, and then I want to have a separate vote on where to put it.
Okay, so you're separating the motion, which is completely appropriate. Okay, so the first thing that we'll do we could do it both ways, but why don't we vote on whether to put it on top of the agenda first, and then we'll vote on whether to adopt it or not. Is that okay with you, James?
I'm a little unclear as to whether we have to vote on whether to separate or not. Is that automatic?
We do have to vote, because that's a procedure vote. So we do have to vote to separate. So there's a motion to bifurcate, separate, or whatever you want to call it.
It's called divide.
Divide. Thank you.
Divide, yeah.
That's your appropriate language. So there's a motion to divide. Nancy, please take the roll on the motion to divide. The motion to divide is two things. One, whether we are going to divide Bill's amendment from being adopted, and also where on the agenda is going to go. Is that your intention, James?
Correct, on two separate votes on each question.
Okay.
A separate vote on each of those questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Nancy, please take the roll.
So this is the votes to divide the question.
Yes.
Not what the question is. Okay. Alan B., I cannot hear you. Daniel Borkstrom, to divide.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Vanessa, yes. William Heerwagen. William? Hello?
I pass.
Back to William. Okay. William passes. Wally James, I do not hear you. Lydia Ponce. Lydia?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Eileen Rosen.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. James, yes. Nancy Saibara Naritomi. Yes. Tom Voorhees. I do not hear you. Michael White?
Yes.
Michael, yes. Louis Wolf?
Yes.
Louis Wolf, yes. Carol Wolfley?
Carol, no.
Carol, no. William Crozier?
No.
William Crozier, no. Okay, let's see. Did anybody pass? William Heerwagen? Did you pass?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. We have Vanessa, yes. James, yes. Nancy, yes. Three. Michael, Lewis, six, four, five, yes. And no, one, two, no. And abstain, one, two, three, four abstentions. So, Chair, we have five yes, two no, and four abstentions.
Okay, Chair's not voting. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
And now we, so that motion passes to divide. And now we go to the amendment. Please take the roll on the amendment, Nancy, on the proposed amendment.
So we're now, okay, we were voting whether to...
The motion is divided.
Yeah,
right,
divide,
the motion is divided.
Okay.
Right,
okay,
the motion
now,
is divided.
Now
we vote.
We're voting on to put it on, right?
Right. Put it on or whatever.
Okay, so yes means to put on, and no
right.
means not to put it on. All right.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Correct.
Oh. Okay. Alan Beek, I do not hear you. Daniel Borkstrom. To put on or off?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Vanessa, yes. William Heerwagen?
Pass.
William, pass. Wally James, I do not hear you. Lydia Ponce?
Yes.
Lydia, yes. Eileen Rosen?
Pass for a minute.
Pass. Okay. James Sagerton?
Yes.
James, yes. Nancy Saibara Naritomi, no. Tom Voorhees? He's absent. Okay. I don't hear you, Tom. Michael White?
Yes.
Michael, yes. Louis Wolf? Louis? Yes, to put on the agenda, and no, not to put it on. Louis, I cannot hear you. I'll come back. Carol Wolfley?
Carol Wolfley, yes.
Carol Wolfley, yes. William Crozier?
Yes.
William Crozier, yes. Louis Wolf?
I've lost him.
I don't hear you, Louis. Okay, let's see.
You're still on the
yes,
call.
I'm sorry, I was muted. Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay, Lewis. Yes. All right. Yes, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 yes and 1 no. And
did you go back to William? Because he passed.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot.
And me? Okay. You didn't come back to me, Eileen.
Oh, yeah, I have two passes here. William Heerwagon?
Abstain.
Okay. And Eileen Rosen?
I'll say yes. Yes.
Eileen Rosen, yes. Okay. So we have Eileen, yes. So we have nine yes. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, 8. 8 yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yes. And 1 no. And 2 abstentions. Chair, how would you like to vote?
My chair's not voting. Thank you.
Okay.
Are they, so now it's on the agenda.
Now do we put it first on the agenda, or?
What do you propose, Bill? What would you like your amendment?
Well, I'd like for it to be first, the first of the bylaws amendments to be considered.
Okay. All right.
As I was stating earlier.
All right. Continue with the vote, Nancy, on the request that Bill's making to put it first on the agenda of the bylaw amendments.
Okay. Alan Beek, I do not hear you. Daniel Barkstrom?
Abstain.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Abstain.
Vanessa abstain. So, William Heerwagon?
No.
William Heerwagon, no. Walter James, I do not hear you. Lydia Ponce?
Yes.
Lydia Ponce, yes. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Eileen Rosen, yes. James Sagerton?
Yes.
James Sagerton, yes. Nancy Sidebar and I told me no. Tom Voorhees, I do not hear you. Michael White?
Pass.
Lewis Wolf?
Yes.
Yes. Lewis Wolf, yes. Carol Wolfley?
Pass.
Carol Pass. William Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Go back to the passes. Michael White?
I think you missed Mr. Heerwagon, right?
Heerwagon voted no.
Okay. I'll vote yes.
Okay. Michael White is voting yes. And Carol Wolfley?
Yes.
Carol Wolfley votes yes. 7 yes. And 2 no. And 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Can you give me the tally again, please?
Yes. 7 yes, 2 no, and 2 abstention.
Chair will not vote. Thank you.
Okay.